Hi, everyone. How are things? My name's Mookie. I'm the music director at 88.5 KCSN. We know there's a lot of listeners of our radio station here, and we appreciate you supporting what we do each and every day. This is Aaron Lee Tastian.
Hello.
There's a lot of people in this room who know very little about you, but that's why we're here. We want to know everything. I have a program director, Sky Daniels, who's actually here as well, and he went to an Americana music festival in Nashville. The only artist that he came back just raving about was you. The song Little Movies has been played on KCSN each and every day. So the song sounds great. We encourage each and every one of you to go check out the new record, which is called it's called Silver Tears. But before we get to that, originally you're from where?
New Albany, Ohio.
And what is it like growing up in a town like that? You were saying in the green room that it is a very small town, huh?
Yeah, it was really cool because you could go downtown and, you know, smoke cigarettes behind the library and stuff. And that was all well and good, but you know, it was. I'm very grateful that I got to leave town, because I could probably guess who's working the drive-thru at the Wendy's there tonight.
So it's not exactly a town that fosters the arts or creativity as far as music.
You know, what's interesting is there actually was another band that came out of there called New Hollow that I read about in the newspaper. And they were supposed to be famous, but I don't think they got famous. So yeah, it's just one, just me.
But you were also able to see what you said, Tina Turner at the university, and who else?
I saw Tina Turner, man. I saw James Brown sing twice. I saw Buddy Guy play. We also had like the jazz studies program at Ohio State was really good, and there was another school right across town called Capital University that had a really good jazz studies program too, and so even the faculty at some of the faculty members at those schools were great musicians, and I would go see them play because I like to see you know, old men in their natural habitat. It's very exciting for me.
You decided to move to New York, right?
I did.
And was that a music-related decision? Because it certainly opened up a lot of doors for you.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why New York seemed like the one, because Nashville actually is a lot closer to where I grew up. But for some reason, New York just really appealed to me. And by the time I got there, you know, I was sort of like still too young to really do anything or see anything or get into anywhere that you would want to go to. So I ended up leaving New York for about 6 months, and I went to college. And then one day in college, the guy said in class, "We're going to listen to the blues and learn about the blues." And then he put on an Eric Clapton record. So I left college. And I moved back to New York, and it was great.
But you are a fan of the blues, however. That didn't discourage you, the Eric Clapton music, did it?
Well, I knew the difference between the two, and that's why I left.
So you've been in some other projects in the past. By the way, you got two solo records that people could get their hands on right now. There's a couple EPs floating around. But before that, and I made some little notes here with my chicken scratch writing, and it's very difficult, and I abbreviated some stuff. So I wrote down Madison Square Gardeners, but square like an actual box, like a square. What was that project?
That was me and a bunch of my friends in New York. We were all working musicians, we all seemed to kind of have an affinity for the same kind of music. The main kind of music that we had an affinity for was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and so we made like four records where we just ripped them off, but it was great. But I learned a lot too, just about like songwriting and stuff like that, because you know, Tom Petty has all kinds of different songs. That's one of the things that I love about him as an artist. You know, he doesn't really just do one thing. You know, you take a record like Dan the Torpedoes that everybody knows really well, but Louisiana Rain off of that is one of the best country songs I think I've ever heard.
So that project more or less Tom Petty influenced, and then you were playing guitar in a band called Semi-Precious Weapons, who a lot of people might remember. You talk about Night and Day, totally different sound, totally different stage presence when you see those shows. And from there, how did you link up with, I guess, the second incarnation of the New York Dolls?
Oh, well, when we were in Semi-Precious Weapons, we were being managed by this guy named B.P. Fallon. And B.P. Fallon was like an old rock and roller man from back in the day. And his first job ever was he knocked on the Beatles manager's door, Brian Epstein, after taking the ferry from Ireland from Dublin to Liverpool. And he knocked on Brian Epstein's door and he said, "I really want a job at your record company." And he said, "Well, you can't have one." And he said, "But I really want one." And then he said, "Oh," and then he gave him a piece of paper with an address on it. And he said, "You know, go pick this up for Paul." And he said, and if you can do it and get back here, you know, in like however much time or whatever, like you can have a job here." And BP went to get the package, and apparently it was like a ton of weed that he was supposed to pick up for Paul McCartney. And so he thought, well, you know, this is a great job. and from there he went on and he actually ended up managing Johnny Thunders, which was, you know, we were huge New York Dolls fans and Semi-Precious Weapons. We'd kind of heard, you know, about BP through, you know, kind of some of the rock and roll stories we'd heard around town. And we went down and we talked him into managing us. He was doing a disco night with Alan McGee, who started Creation Records downtown in New York. And we talked him into having our band on the bill for one of his gigs. And he introduced us by saying, "When I first heard of this band, I didn't know if they were crap or brilliant, and I'm still not sure. Ladies and gentlemen, Semi-Precious Weapons."
Your new record is out right now. There's a publication which is pretty well respected in the world, and that's American Songwriter. They mention your new record as in the top 50 best records of 2016. So again, congratulations to that. Yeah. Again, Little Movies is the song that you could hear on KCSN each and every day. And thanks for performing for us, man. Again, this is Aaron Lee Tastian. Thanks to the Hotel Cafe. We absolutely love what they do. And thanks for paying attention to 88.5 KCSN.
All right. Please, some songs. And then you guys can play me some songs. Is Aaron Lee Tastian. I hope I'm saying that right.
We've seen the Cuyahoga, the Ohio River too. Got sophistication down, it weren't that hard to do. There's something in that water that cuts you like a knife and blades you till you're scared to death of life. Well, I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired of living bad, yeah. Well, I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired, tired, tired of getting mad, yeah. One of these days gonna lose my mind. Can't wait to see what that'll help me find. I've been sitting on the couch with the house on fire. Gonna be one hell of a funeral pyre. But don't care about tomorrow. I stay up all night, howling in the darkness. I saw the light. Hank Williams was no angel. They put him on the cross, left him in the back of that Cadillac, all alone and lost. Well, I'm ready to die for a worthy cause. It's 'cause I'm tired of living bad, yeah. Of getting mad, yeah. One of these days gonna lose my mind. Can't wait to see what that'll help me find. I've been sitting on the couch with the house on fire. Gonna be one hell of a funeral pyre. It's 'cause I'm tired of living bad, yeah. Well, I'm ready to die for a worthy cause, yeah, yeah. It's 'cause I'm tired, tired, tired of getting mad, yeah. One of these days gonna lose my mind. Can't wait to see what that'll help me find.
Thank you. All right. I'll do this song called 12 Bar Blues. Not so much a blues in 12 bar form as the title might suggest. More a song that kind of sounds like the blues that's about 12 bars that I went to. Very meta. Bar in this town I get drunk at. Still I have open tabs at two. Dated the waitress at the third bar that I'm thinking of. But there's four bars in this town I can't even go into. My friend Kenny tends bar at the fifth one. Well, he used to tend bar at the sixth one, too. Seventh bar on this block got a kick-ass jukebox. Well, the eighth one will let you smoke inside after two. I sung songs at about nine bars in East Nashville, Tennessee, but I know that I've been to at least 10. Always go back to good old 11th Street Bar in New York City when the 12 bar blues got me down again. I got the 12 bar blues. Too many bars to choose. Where I will drink tonight and get me feeling all right. How many roads must a man walk down to find an affordable bar in the city of Los Angeles, California? Or even more so, to find some affordable company. Seem like you have to pay for the conversation there in one way or another. Even if you're not directly involved, you're always overhearing a story about the one that got away, or the movie script that one guy's writing gonna change everything. Man, I feel like if writing stuff down really changed anything, a lot more people would know who Philip Levine is. He was an American poet laureate. Wonder why my teacher forgot to tell me about him in school. Probably because his poems got bad words in them. Talk about Board of Education, American style. I got the 12 bar blues, too many bars to choose. Where I will drink tonight and get me feeling alright. Taxidermy up on the wall, mute the TV, that pool table over there, give out every other game for free. Don't tell anybody though, the manager doesn't know a thing about it. It's kind of the way it is at our bar. It's a little broken and it's not that great, but hell man, it's our. One time this guy come down to our bar singing karaoke style, Hootie and the Blowfish. We had to ask that guy to leave. Not cause we don't like Hootie though. Hell man, I hear Hootie's an alright guy. So Hootie, this beer's for you, my friend. Shine on, you crazy diamond. Don't let the bastards get you down. Hold my hand. Don't you know I only wanna be with you. I got the twig. Blues, too many bars to choose. Where I will drink tonight and get me feeling alright. Don't you know I got the 12 bar blues, too many bars to choose. Where I will sleep tonight, get me feeling all right. Cause the answer, my friend, is on the internet. The answer is on the internet. Thank you. That last part is based on a true story. Hard to end on the right chord. All right. I made up 4 songs on acid for this record. This is one of them. But I wasn't full on tripping, you know, I was just microdosing. And I said that to this magazine. And then they put in the title of the article that I was doing that. And then I had a long talk with my dad. Watch the day unfold in little movies, with silver tears that sparkle from my eyes. I catch myself and turn to toughen up, but it hurts too much to try. Watching my reflection in the window in the afternoon gold-beaming sun. One more scene fades out in black and white, still another has begun. But you don't know, I have seen the ending, but still I cannot look away. Don't you know, all of this pretending is
is just a little movie that we play. You could play a tune for all your troubles, and I would help remind you of the words. Angels born in hell will sing our praises like this broken song deserves. But you don't know, I have seen the ending, but still I cannot look away. Don't you know, all of this pretending is just a little movie that we play. Sunday sun, please take me down. I wanna hear that lonesome sound.
Thank you.